Now, the rest of the story. It was the dead of night, the 7th of July, but the motorist patrolman spotted appeared to be celebrating as though it were still the 4th. He'd been driving erratically, had swerved off the road, demolished a row of shrubbery, ricocheted off a fire hydrant, was careening down the Mineola Long Island Street as though nothing had happened. The officers gave chase. Ahead, the traffic light was red. The motorist, apparently as oblivious to it as he was to the patrol car following, soared through the intersection. Amid daytime traffic, there would surely have been a wreck. It was 2 a.m. when police finally got the motorist pulled over. The obvious became even more so when he got out of the car, bleary-eyed, unsteady. "What's the trouble, officer?" he wanted to know. Perfunctorily, the patrolman recited, leaving the scene of an accident, running a red light. For a moment, the man seemed surprised, as though he were genuinely unaware of what he had done. But then his self-confidence, however misplaced, quickly returned and, words were exchanged, and they became sharper and sharper words, followed by a scuffle. And you don't scuffle with the Mineola police. So handcuffs were rapidly produced and applied. The motorist was under arrest, and he was all the way to the station before it completely sunk in. He was going to jail. Until the second he realized it, he'd been joking. Now suddenly he panicked. They booked him. "Wait a minute," he protested. "You're not putting me in a cell. I have claustrophobia. I'll go crazy." But they put him in a cell. And they slammed the steel-barred door, very possibly on the rest of his life. But this is the rest of the story. All through the dark night in that dark cell, a dark fear crept into the prisoner's soul. Because this dreadful experience was the culmination of some terrible personal problems and conflicts. One in particular. An impossible decision had loomed before him. The choice between his life with his wife and his children and a new life with another woman. And drinking had seemed, if only temporarily, to lighten the weight of this ponderous alternative. And that, coupled with an apparent innate weakness for whiskey, added up to big trouble. And now, it had led to this, to jail. And yet, in retrospect, that traffic light intersection in Mineola, Long Island, represented a crossroads of another kind. Because after that experience, the reckless driver sought and got professional help. He got himself straightened out. And although he was not able to rescue the remnants of his failing marriage, he did marry the other woman, and he is married to her even now, 37 years later. For what might have destroyed a public career and a private life, July 7, 1956, instead marked a beginning, an ascension from the depths of indecision and addiction and despair to the summit of personal satisfaction and professional success. And you know the troubled 31-year-old actor who was once led away in handcuffs to an overnight stay in the slam. Paul Newman. Only now you know the rest of the story.